From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Electricity without wires may become a possibility within the next decade. More on a North Texas discovery in a few minutes. Today, a Texas Senate panel will meet to discuss Planned Parenthood. State Attorney General Ken Paxton will testify before the Senate Health and Human Services Committee about his investigation into whether Planned Parenthood affiliates in Texas are illegally profiting from the sale of tissue of aborted fetuses. The allegations came from videos released by the Center for Medical Progress. Members of the anti-abortion group posed as research executives so to secretly record meetings with Planned Parenthood executives discussing how fetal tissue is obtained for medical research. Planned Parenthood has denied the accusations. The organization said the videos are misleading, as executives were discussing minimal cost reimbursements for tissue donations to support research. More now on Wichita Falls' decision to end what became known as toilet to tap. The city last week stopped mixing of treated wastewater and lake water after spring rains refilled the local reservoir. Wichita Falls Utilities Operations Director Daniel Nix says it was all part of the strategy.
The direct potable reuse was always planned to be a temporary emergency project because it utilized existing facilities, and to continue, we would have to construct new facilities.
May was the rainiest month ever in Wichita Falls, and Nick says the 17 inches that fell got the job done.
The intent was to cut our usage of water from the lakes by 50%. We treated during the first 12 months of its operation, just under 2 billion gallons worth of water.
And some fears of residents about safety and taste turned out to be unfounded.
Once we started it and got a month or two into it, the skeptics were coming back and saying, hey, you know, the water tastes great, and I didn't get sick from drinking it.
Still, residents have kept up conservation efforts. They're using more water now, but less than half of what they consumed before the drought. Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore advances in health science and technology. Today, carbon nanotubes. It's a kind of material that could be used for everything from reinforcing muscles to conducting electricity. Ray Bachman runs the Nanotech Institute at UT Dallas. He spoke with Justin Martin about creating a super stretchy version of nanotubes.
Thanks for joining me.
Great pleasure to be here, Justin.
In a nutshell, what are carbon nanotubes?
Carbon nanotubes are extremely small cylinders of carbon. They can be 1/10,000th the diameter of the human hair. They have an array of novel electronic and mechanical properties. Individual nanotubes can be 10 times stronger than any fiber that's made by humankind. And they just have a combination of wonderful properties which people are trying to exploit.
What does this new material developed at UT Dallas do? What's so special about it?
Well, we've discovered that we can use carbon nanotubes to make super stretchy fibers. These fibers can be stretched to as much as 30 times their initial length and still not increase in resistance. In fact, some of these fibers, if we stretch them 10 times their initial length, their electrical conductivity actually increases over 100 times. And this increase in electrical conductivity with stretch is about 100 times higher than people have ever been able to discover before.
So what kind of other properties or other uses could this super stretchable material have?
Well, most carbon nanomaterials are very brittle. You can elongate them only less than a few percent. But these super stretchy fibers that are electronic conductors, we can elongate them by as much as a factor of 30. So you can talk about super stretchy charger cords for your electronic gear. You can talk about humanoid robots in the future, which have super stretchy arms to manipulate, or exoskeletons that a soldier could wear in the battlefield and have benefits of super reach. These super stretchy fibers are so exciting as muscles that can contract to do mechanical work or can rotate a paddle, for example, in a pump for a medical device. These combination of properties to us are very exciting.
I've heard so many promises about nanomaterials, and I'm wondering, how long will it be until we see this stuff in more general use?
The reality, I think, in new technology fields is from time of discovery to substantial market application often takes 10 years. It's true for in a company that I worked for, Honeywell, for 31 years. They made metallic glasses. It took 20 years before there was substantial market penetration. And companies want to see profits coming from research quickly. And usually from a basic breakthrough, it takes a long time.
Ray Bachman heads up the Nanotech Institute at UT Dallas. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 98 today, overnight lows 79, and then tomorrow sunny with a high around 100, but there's also a 20% chance of rain. 82 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.